Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is What Brooklyn Sounds Like. Mistakes Make Pretty Patterns by our guests this evening, Dirt Bikes, who are in the studio with us. We opened the show with a band, Sun Machine, all the way from Dublin, Ireland. Their song, Come Alive, Leave This City, it is from their upcoming release, Contradictions and Tales of Fiction. Sun Machine is a music collective, as I just mentioned. The single is out Friday, January 11th, which, strangely enough, is the same day that our guests have a gig going on, and their album will be released on January 30th. Please join me in welcoming Johnny, Richard, Sergio, Micah. Yes, I get it pronounced correctly, and I haven't even had the shot yet.
That's right. Thanks for having us.
So, welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Here's where I am just going to start and dive in right away. I had absolutely no idea who you guys were for the longest time.
Neither did we.
And then somehow, I honestly don't know, I found your album. I'm not sure what sort of wormhole or wherever I was going, but I found it.
Great.
And I bought it. And then I was driving to West Virginia, and it provided like so much of the acoustic fuel for my trip.
Nice.
That I was like, holy fuck. Z, we're okay. Let me break that ice.
Internet radio, you can do that.
That I was like, how have I gone on for so long without having this album? How has my life been able to go on for however many years? Because it's really stinking good. So, yay. And I'm glad you're here. Thanks. And then I got to see you guys live.
Yeah.
Yay.
For all those things.
Absolutely no
thanks
problem.
For your support.
So let for maybe help me out as well as people listening, take me back through, like, because this wasn't your debut release.
No. It's our fourth.
So take me back through, if you don't mind. I think we'll start with where the heck does Dirt Bikes come from? Because if you search just for Dirt Bikes on the Book of Face, it's difficult. No, that's okay. Sometimes it comes up with some really weird things too.
Yeah.
But
we get lots of fans on Facebook, by the way, who do they think that we're like some dirt bike riding fan club or something? And I don't know if they have any idea that we're a music act, but that makes up a very small portion of our Facebook fan base.
There's the Mongolian Dirt Bikes Club.
Yes, exactly.
As far as I know, none of us actually know how to ride dirt bikes. I feel like, Serge, you would be somebody who could pull it off.
But I'm not an avid dirt biker.
Right.
I haven't. Johnny?
When I was a kid, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Micah?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I sat on one.
Okay. All right.
That counts.
That's just me.
You posed for a picture on one.
Yeah. Well, that's a good story. What is the origin of...
Yeah, I mean, it goes back about 10 years ago.
10 years.
Mike and I used to work together. We're making websites for bands and stuff, which is kind of funny. And then I, at some point, was like, I have to be in a band or I'm just going to die unfulfilled. And so I said to Micah at a holiday party at our work, I was like, I'm starting a band. And she said, what's the band's name? I said, it's Dirt Bikes. She's like, I want in. I was like...
I was very drunk.
I was like,
and you've regretted it ever since.
And a good friend of mine who lives in Austin now, we're New York based, Ryan, we used to go to college together. We started the band just with this faith of just like, we want to have like a garage band rock, not thinking too much about the implications of every song. Just like, let's write songs. Let's just be happy and fun and be like, I guess, punk in a way. And that's where this whole thing came from. And then actually, you know, we started thinking about band names, and my brother was like, just call it Dirt Bikes. And I was like, it's pretty good. It's like, it's a little hipster, but it's pretty good. Like, yeah, that's just not, we're not thinking about it too much. It embodies like, you know, the idea of just having fun and it feels fun and it feels like the music, I think. And that's the moniker we've had, and I feel really good about it.
And so while you're developing, and not to name names, but while you're developing websites for bands, were you thinking like, oh yeah, I can do this. I know some people, we can get together and we can do this.
Yeah. Well, we actually, we worked at Sony Music, which was this huge music label.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Really?
Sony Music. It's pretty big.
Now, wait, why are you saying it in the past tense?
I mean, it's still going, but yeah. those amazing days that Mike and I were working there are gone. But a friend of mine that we were working with, we had like our first gig at Parkside Lounge, and he said to me, he's like, I heard there's some music industry people that are going to be there. And like, I totally fell for it. I was like, oh my God, really? Like, you think we might get signed? He's like, we all work for the music industry. Like, what do you think
it's
is going to happen? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. No, I mean, I never thought I'd be a rock star. Of course. No, yeah, no, definitely. But yes, I definitely thought I could make a website for the band, if that's what you're saying. Yeah.
And you did that.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
We achieved that. If nothing else, we've achieved a website.
And then slowly you've built around the website with that as the foundation and sort of added music to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook was a big drive. I joined Facebook. I wasn't a Facebook guy, and now I'm a Facebook guy because of dirt bikes. Yeah.
That's probably maybe one of the only reasons why we're all still on Facebook is because as a member of a band, you have to be
Facebook.
On Facebook
yeah.
these days.
Yeah.
So. Yes. I think I just updated my profile picture today for the first time since last summer when we toured Germany. That was the last profile picture I had.
Yeah.
So if people do want to find you on the Book of Face, it's best to do dirt bikes, music, all one word.
Yeah.
You guys pop up immediately.
Yeah.
Because when you do separate, they come up in really sort of strange places.
You're referring to our SEO, I think, right? Yeah. We have horrible SEO. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry.
So 2010 mm-hmm. was the Ear EP.
Yeah.
Very quickly, you followed it up with The Shit's for Sale.
Yeah.
Yep. 3-year break to Coasts.
Yep.
3-year break to Mistakes Makes Pretty Pattern. And now, like, you guys are on all cylinders, and you're going to be releasing something new.
Yeah, we're working on it. I mean, it's still a little bit TBD, but, you know, a lot of it has to do with Johnny, who's joined the band right after we toured Germany last year. He's just been incredible. He's a audio engineer by trade, but, you know, he's in this band for, you know, all the right reasons. He really loves it. Today's his birthday.
Hey!
He wanted to do this show because it's his birthday. But
that's why I'm drinking chocolate with booze in it right now.
Yeah, Micah brought chocolate with booze from Germany.
Germany, yeah.
She just got in.
Cut off.
All right.
So it's already cut off. So the gig is Friday.
Friday.
Yep.
Who's got all the details memorized?
I guess I got all the details memorized. Ceremony, 224 Manhattan Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. I don't know the zip code.
Points.
Points. We got four bands, including Dirt Bikes, all of whom are friends of ours. Dead Seed will be opening up the night. They are a band that we play with at the same venue in October, I think.
Yep.
That was their first gig, and they're awesome. Following them, Pontoon, which I've known the members of Pontoon for a long time, currently recording their, I think, third full-length record, and they'll be playing songs from that. Dirt Bikes, of course, and then Vic Thrill is going to be on the bill. And I used to play with Vic Thrill and his band once upon a time. So he's doing a solo thing now. There's a chance he's asked if I could, join him for a couple songs. You may see me on stage with him for a couple of songs at that as well. So it's going to be a family affair, and it's going to be phenomenal. So
it's a big deal, because when we were on tour, Johnny just told us all these stories about the Vic Thrill days. So to actually play a show with him, it's a big milestone for us.
Have you ever actually seen him perform?
No.
No.
Yes, I did.
You have.
Yeah.
Serge has. I haven't. Mike has seen him many times.
He's amazing. Yeah. He's a tour de force. He's a phenomenal performer. He's been doing a residency at Pete's Candy Store for years now.
Okay.
That's coming to a close this month. So the next couple of Sundays, I think, are the last couple Sundays you can see him at Pete's Candy Store.
Make sure you catch him. Yeah.
Definitely catch him there. That's his home base. So.
And I've gone to a lot of venues. I haven't been to Ceremony before.
I feel like we haven't been there either, actually.
It's off the beaten path.
It's a really cool space. We didn't quite know if they actually existed the last time we played there.
Sure.
And it's It's kind of like almost a speakeasy vibe in this place, but we're always looking for places that that are accommodating and interesting and unique and are not your standard venues where you get billed with like seven other, you know, bands from wherever that have nothing. So they're basically an event space and
Really just an event space for the sake of music and stuff like that. Exactly. They're not like a bar that's open, and that's what threw us off first time we played there. We're like, I don't think they're open. This is not going to happen.
Exactly. They're not open. Yeah. If there's not an event going on. Yeah. So it's a pretty cool space.
Okay. And we're going to give away a couple tickets.
Sure.
Awesome. The show. That's great.
But what's the best way you guys want to do it?
You tell us.
I don't. You want people to call? Want people to respond to you on Instagram?
I mean, if they direct message us on any platform, I'm sure we could figure out a way to get them.
Well, we have to figure out what the code word is or something. We can't give everyone tickets to get in. You know, there has to be some sort of. We could do a call in thing if
boozy chocolate.
Yeah,
boozy chocolate is going to be the code.
The first person to respond with the code word boozy chocolate.
Sure. That's if you want to win, if you want to talk to one of us ugly mugs and or Micah. if you want to call into the studio, that number is 718-9. Hey,
we got a call already.
Are we going to do this already? Okay. Cool.
Somebody wants to get in for free.
Hey, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hey, good.
What's going on?
This is Keith Blurry calling.
All right, Keith.
Keith Blurry. Oh man.
Nice.
So
what's going on, Keith?
That's a code word.
It is. I think you just won the tickets already right there.
Boozy chocolate.
Well, you know, here's what I'm going to do, because we also have, you know, tickets to give away to another show. Do you want to be put on the spot? Like, and say, look, do you want to take tickets to the dirt bikes or to another show? It's like, let's make a deal.
Another show, because I'm already going to be there.
He's already going to be there. I recognize the voices. Well, of course, I know the this is, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is Chris Jenks from Pontoon calling in right now.
Happy birthday,
Johnny. What's up, Chris? Oh,
that's the best.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Dirt Bikes are my favorite band right now, and I have to ask one question. I won't take too much time up, but I got to know what the inspiration was for The Ocean. I think that's the most passionate song you guys play.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
It's kind of deep, man. I feel like you're going to kind of be disappointed. To get kind of deep for a second, it was like this incredible breakup I was going through. And then used to take these like holiday vacations to the ocean, to the beach. And I was just like, I'll never do that again. And so I was kind of like always amazed by the sounds of the ocean. It's kind of sad.
But it's kind of a transformation.
Yeah. But I do it all the time now. So booyah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you go for vacations to the ocean.
All the time. Yep. It's my favorite thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So
cathartic.
So Keith, since you're already going to be at the show on Friday, what we have for you today in our package is two tickets to go see JD Simo at Rockwood Music Hall on January 24th. He's a blues artist, and we're going to be playing him in this next set. So
awesome.
Are you able to? Yeah, see, we don't want to do the Facebook stuff, right? Are you able to shoot me something through roadenhour@gmail.com? I think you know the code word.
We know all of Chris Jenks' personal information.
Okay, all right. We'll get it from these guys. We'll get you on the list, and we'll share that, and you'll be going to Rockwood Music Hall on January 24th.
You can see him play a trombone on Friday. It's incredible.
And come out and see him play the trombone on Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Chris.
Multiple trombones. Thank you. Happy birthday,
thanks,
guys.
Chris. Thanks, man.
All right. And let's hear one of the songs that hooks me into your music, first time I heard it, and then we can talk about where the fuck those hooks actually come from.
Nice.
This is In the Running by our guest in the studio, Seething Dirt Bikes.
I'll fill your mind up and then I will set you free. the people who look blind. Not done with nobody, that's all there's fine. I love you, little woman. I love you, little woman. Then I do myself. Then I do myself. But you mistreat me, baby, for someone else. For someone else.
Listening to The Road Now on Radio Free Brooklyn, Che Di Simo, Got Love If You Want It. He is playing on January 24th at Rockwood Music Hall. And we have our winner for our contest. Yay! Keith Blurry. We'll be going to the show. Two tickets. JD's upcoming release is called Off at 11. I'm sure you guys played a whole bunch of shows where you have to get off by 11. Oh, yeah. It's going to be out March 1st, but you can catch him, say, January 24th at Rockwood Music Hall. It is a 9 p.m. show, and that fits in perfectly with this old guy's schedule. Those 11 o'clock shows, I just can't go to anymore. I don't know about you guys, but...
Hey, we played at 3 in the afternoon, I think, when you saw us. Oh,
I was in heaven. I was like, yes, I'll be there for sure with no problem. I can go to a show, come to our community meeting afterwards.
Perfect.
Worked out perfectly.
Yep.
And before hearing from Che Di Simo, we heard your song by the Dirt Bikes, In the Running. So where do all these frickin' hooks come from? Like, what strange recess of your mind do they come from?
Tell us. That's just... playing the acoustic guitar in the kitchen, that's how it works for me. And then I just start mumbling. And then the next thing you know, I'm saying, did I just say In the Running? That's how it works.
There's this thing that most of our songs start with, something called word shapes.
Word shapes.
They're not really words. They're just word shapes that, you know, get brought to rehearsals. Little riffs or, you know, moments of acoustic guitar type stuff that we just sort of jam out on and they become songs eventually.
Yeah. No, I mean... that one's definitely catered for 2016, but I don't know. I mean, it definitely started just this weird da-na-na, 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 and then, you know, it took on a whole new life after that. So, you know, I think a lot of it, maybe I kind of start with, you know, this acoustic riff or something like that, and then I'll bring it to practice, and then Serge normally has this like bombastic tendency to just kind of like elevate things a lot faster. And with you know, he has a really loud drum sound. Micah definitely has an incredible ability to match that with the low end of the bass. And then next thing we know, we're like in this kind of, you know, tumultuous land of, you know, of rock where it started with acoustic guitar, I guess. But yeah, I mean, that's the where I'm most comfortable with like starting these riffs. This is just like a kind of like hanging out in the kitchen and playing little things and then workshopping them, I guess,
and away they go. Mm-hmm. But I find when I say, especially during my long drive, when I've listened to it, and then, you know, we're driving up to Syracuse and back for the holidays, and now my wife is a huge fan as well,
because I'm wow, like, awesome.
What do you want to hear? Dirt Bikes?
Really?
Like, okay, I'm all about that.
Wow.
It's sort of that bit of like, there's the hook for the song, and I'm like, how did somebody not come up with that before?
Because they probably did.
They probably did.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think with every with hooks, it's this kind of thing where there's something familiar about it, but there's something, a subtle, different, unique thing about the way that it's expressed, you know, for each different artist. And I think that's part of what,
I mean, it goes back to the ethos of the band. I try not to think about it too much. I just want it to be as fun and easy as possible. The shorter the song, the better. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I've started to get a lot more political and definitely taking things a little bit more seriously. It's probably not good for the band, but I definitely have been ebbing it in. Yeah.
Can we come back to that in a
sure.
second?
Sure.
So, because we're not going to play it tonight, but you're talking about Serge bringing in the drums. Because I think, you know, most of the time there's the presence there, but in 10 times harder, mm-hmm. you know, it's like there isn't the hook. And then all of a sudden, bam, you just lay in with the drums. And it's a different makeup to one of your songs.
Yeah, I don't know what spurned that. I mean, I think that usually you'll come in, play, and then Micah comes in the space. And I think also Johnny joining the band causes us to think in new ways. So I'm not sure specifically what the birth of that kind of like just
that
single
actually,
strokes.
I mean, that song particularly was a lot harder than most of our songs. I think that one was one where we started with something and we didn't really know where it was going, and we really were just trying to fit it into some mold, and then we didn't really get it, and then all of a sudden it just was like, oh, it's easy, you know, it's this like crazy snare roll that Serge does, and it just kind of you know, took it off from there. The funny thing about that too, that now that Johnny's in the band, he actually recorded all of Mistakes Make Pretty Patterns at his studio in Beacon, and he did this incredible slide guitar part on that, or pedal mm-hmm. steel, sorry, excuse
yeah,
me,
pedal steel, get it right, Richard.
Sorry. He does slide guitar live, guys.
Richard just very nicely for my birthday gave me a couple of custom handmade guitar slides made out of bottlenecks, actual bottlenecks, beer bottlenecks.
Yep.
So
I broke a lot of bottles making those.
Yeah. But that was the first song I actually played on of a Dirt Bikes mm-hmm. you know, Dirt Bike song, and I feel like that song definitely came together in the studio.
Right.
It had a life before that, but it was developed in the studio and became something new after the recorded version, and was sort of a catalyst for how that song sounds now when we play it live.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny and I play in another band called The Night Times in Beacon, and you know, I knew from playing with Johnny and his experience in the studio that you know, I mentioned to Micah and Richard, I was like, you know, I think Johnny is the guy we need to sit down and record a record with. And I'm just so happy with the way it sounds and how the songs came together. I mean, we usually sit on songs for a long time. As you mentioned, the albums, there's a lot of space
between
them.
The 3-year gaps, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We workshop it quite a bit, and we like to live with things for a while. And when we finally made it to the studio, it just felt very right for sure.
Normally, one of the questions that I ask bands is like, so what was it like with this recording process? But I find this really interesting that you went into the recording process and then the recording engineer is now in the band.
Yeah.
That is a first.
Yeah.
That
well,
is a first.
I guess for sake of a good story, we were getting ready to go to Germany, and I said to him, I was like, you really know these parts. Do you want to come to Germany? He's like, well,
yeah, let me think about that for a second. I'm getting invited to go on a tour in Germany with a band that I love, that I recorded their album. And okay, you twisted my arm.
I was like, it's really hard. I mean, you know, like we eat a lot of bratwurst and we pretty much drink for free.
He had to sell it really hard. Yeah. And it took a little bit of nudging, but eventually they convinced me.
Yeah.
And away you went.
Yeah.
So let's go back to 2016. Some of the lyrics were in the running.
Yeah.
And you're saying, like, normally you don't sort of do things politically. So when to be honest with you, the first time I was sort of listening to it, when it was you ain't no voter, and then you ain't no one, I thought it was you ain't no woman. As the first part of the lyrics, as if just we're just dealing with the only people we're going to make our policies for are males.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then now that I learned the lyrics that, you know, you ain't no one, got no money, you got nothing that I want.
Right.
And so you do it live with the Occupy Wall Street sort of chant.
Yeah. Right.
And then you recorded it that way as well.
Yeah. We actually recorded it before Trump became president. So we had no idea that it would, you know, we all, like everybody else, thought the 3 million votes would do it. But yeah, so it was kind of a surprise to us too that would stick forever. This kind of just this playful thing just to play off this guy that was this ridiculous candidate. Yeah, so I don't know. It is really weird, and now it has all these different connotations. That's interesting that right. you said that. Like, I had no idea that might sound like that. So, yeah.
It's the interesting thing about lyrics in general is they can be interpreted in different ways, and for different people, they can mean different things. So I think there's an aspect of that to all of our songs, of course, which is the different interpretations that people can have. They're somewhat vague, but specific at the same time. They all mean something to you, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like to, in terms of, if we go back to word shapes, I definitely like the idea of it being abstract in some ways, yeah. in some ways too. So I don't know. I mean, that one is definitely a lot more literal than most of our songs, yeah. but I mean, it's really, it's all about him. I mean, we also made this, this music video that was, you know, again, to go back to my web design days, that it was like an interactive music video where people could actually comment on him and just what was going on during the song was while it played. And we actually got a ton of pro-Trump comments, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And you know, like, it wasn't anything like something where you would want to delete it. You know, you think that, like, if you open up the floodgates to that kind of stuff, what would happen? But, it you know, it's just kind of interesting, the world
Russian
that we
bots.
Live in. Yeah, Russian bots. There was a lot of Russian bots. Yeah, yeah.
So with the new recording, which we're going to hear from, did you hire a new recording engineer?
I got fired. I'm out. I'm not doing it anymore.
I said to Johnny, I said, you know, I think that you should be able to be completely a band member and not have to worry about this stuff. But he is gung-ho about recording
there is,
us
there
still.
Is a possibility that we might do a portion of whatever this next release is. We're not sure if it's going to be an EP or a full length or what. We've talked about the possibility of going to another studio for at least some of that, but we're also anxious to capture some of this new music, which is really fresh and really exciting to us right now. And we have the convenience of having my studio available to us and, you know, my services. So I, you know, spent this last weekend dialing in this new tune to get it ready for this.
It's really, really good.
Yeah,
debut.
It's really
super
good.
Happy that is. All right. We are going to hear something brand new from our guest this evening, Dirt Bikes, which we're going to hear on Friday at.
We'll be playing
Ceremony
live as well.
Definitely.
224. You are listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Vast Unknown by Dirt Bikes.
Heaven is a long way up from the bottom. Wish there was a way that we could bring it down. Tears of emotion, tears of the times that you never noticed. I've been lost in the vast unknown. Rising oceans, try to find a way to carry us out. Damn this notion, try to save us from this crowded rock. We'll be right back.
Barrel House Queen by JD Hangover. You are listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. JD's self-titled EP is coming out January 11th as well, and I hope everybody already knows all the details, but what else is going on January 11th? Dirt Bikes at Ceremony 224, which is 224 Manhattan Avenue here in Brooklyn with the legendary. Can we call him legendary?
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. The legendary Vic Thrill,
yep.
Pontoon, and Dead Seed.
Yes.
So JD Hangover's album is going to be out on Hound God Records, and he does No Wave Blues. And he says he was pushed forward by Jason Victor from the Dream Syndicate to push this out. I thought Dream Syndicate, would have picked up right away as saying it was one of the influences. they're certainly an influence of my taste in music, and they're going to be playing at Mercury Lounge in May.
Which is going to be very cool.
It's a Deutschland label. It's based in Germany.
Okay. Hound God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hound God puts out a lot of really cool, interesting stuff like that. You're the first person to pick that up, Sergio.
Yeah.
If only we had tickets to give away to you.
Right. Yeah, where are those tickets?
Ask him any drummer of any band and you'll get it.
Yeah.
Who's the drummer for Rush?
Gilbert. We miss
that
you,
Neil. That was an easy one.
Don't stop playing.
So you just kind of dropped that out there that you invited Johnny to go play shows in Germany. How the heck did that come about?
Germany, the
the nation. Yes. Let's go really that far back in history. How did putting together those shows? Because so many people that I speak with want to go play in Europe, and you've been twice.
Three times. I've been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure,
Micah is the head on that.
If only there
was
a German member of our band.
Yeah,
it helps. I guess.
It helps a little bit.
Who could explain it in German and then translate?
Yes, German. In German and Deutsch. Can you explain?
Auf Deutsch. Obviously, but I have a lot of musician friends back home, and which is great. So they can hook us up with gear when we come over for a tour, and they have ideas.
Which is a key thing.
Yes. It's super key thing. Yep. Exactly. And most of them are all in Düsseldorf. That's where we usually start out. I have friends in pretty much all of the big major cities, and they can hook us up and they have contacts. And some of it is really just researching and doing the cold calling, writing rather
the old school method.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which actually, I mean, there's always good response.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We've been blown away by how people respond over there. To everybody comes out, they're very curious a New York band sounds like, and they sit through every song, and then they want to talk to you about everything. And it's just an incredible dialogue too. It's really strange, like. Here it's kind of like, I mean, especially in New York City, I love it here, but it's been hard sometimes when you play a show, and then, you know, especially if it's like on a big bill, you just like, you finish your gig and then the next one gets up and you don't really get to talk to anybody. Is that the phone?
That is the phone.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. What's going on?
Hey, this is Gucci Biafra.
Gucci Biafra? Are you related to Jello?
I like that DIY sound. When are you guys going to come out west to go on tour?
Oh, we're talking about that. We're trying to get the West Coast tour hooked up pretty soon. Pacific Northwest first, then maybe down. What part of the West Coast?
Come out to Berkeley.
Berkeley? All right.
You do that.
You got any venues to recommend?
Do you think their political songs would go well in Berkeley?
I'll be in touch. Definitely. I like it. Keep up what you're doing.
All right. Thanks, Gucci.
All right. Love your shoes, Gucci. Thanks. Awesome. And we didn't get a chance to give him tickets to the show on Friday.
I know.
He's in Berkeley, so it would be a long flight to get here. Yeah, I don't know if he'd make it in time.
A trek. And right now, trying to go through TSA, we wouldn't want to wish that on anybody.
No. We'll shut down and all that.
With a name like Gucci Biafra.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely going to get body cavity search.
He'll get full side cavity search.
Come here, you.
Exactly. Now, if we're going to send people anywhere to pick up the albums, the show, people can pick up copies of vinyl.
Mm-hmm. And on Bandcamp as well.
And on Bandcamp. Yep. Just going to Dirt Bikes. Is it Dirt Bikes Music? Oh.
Dirtbikes.nyc.
Wait.
Dirtbikesnyc.bandcamp.
Dirtbikesnyc is the website,
oh,
which then you can link to all the other places. But the Bandcamp page is
dirtbikes.bandcamp.com.
Dirtbikes.bandcamp.com. Dirtbikes.bandcamp.com. Remember
could you,
that.
Could you work that into like an intro for a
that
song?
That'll be our chant in the beginning of every show.
You can buy all the digital downloads, the vinyl. We can send you copies via mail order, all that kind of good stuff.
Sure. We're going to close out with another one of my favorite songs, and I'm not sure how I was able to get through my life without hearing it. But I'm going to give people listening a recommendation that you do need to go out on Friday night to see Dirt Bikes. I really enjoyed like hearing the songs live in the flesh when I did get
Thank
to
you.
See you. I will also tell you a little story on the air how I scared the shit out of my wife when we were driving to Syracuse. and it might be Steamroller, which we're going to hear, mm-hmm. but there's a part where the song sort of goes along, and I imagine you, as I do when I listen to bands, like playing, and all of a sudden, like what the live show would be like, and I yelled out, and I won't do it now into the mic, I yelled out, boom, for like when the house lights just come up on everybody.
Oh, wow.
And if she had a gun, we would not be doing this show tonight.
Oh, okay.
But I received the look of death.
Wow.
From her. But that's to me, like I get all that out of your music. Like it sort of evokes images. And I sort of do all these great pictures with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's fantastic to have you here.
Thanks so much for having
me. I'm excited that there's new music coming.
It's
so we'll look forward to that. You have been listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're going to close out with Steamroller by Dirt Bikes. You're going to go out on Friday night to Ceremony 224, catch the band live, enjoy it.
Dankeschön.
And we will be here next week with Plaid Dracula. Catch you on the flip side.